Three soldiers from Georgia identified as troops killed in Jordan. By Christina Wong on January 29, 2024. The Pentagon announced the identities of the three service members who were killed in Jordan on Sunday. The service members were soldiers from Georgia. The deceased were Sergeant William Jerome Rivers, 46, of Carrollton, Georgia, SPC. Kennedy Layden Sanders, 24, of Waycross, Georgia, and SPC. Brianna Alexandria Moffitt, 23, of Savannah, Georgia. They died after a drone hit their housing unit, known as a container housing unit, or CHU. The three soldiers were assigned to the 718th Engineer Company, 926th Engineer Battalion, 926th Engineer Brigade, Fort Moore, Georgia. Sanders, who is affectionately known as Munchkin, was identified on Monday as one of the three killed in the attack that also injured at least 34, according to HAC. Sanders was 24, according to News 4 Jax. Flags were flown at half-staff around Waycross, the outlet reported. DUC reported Waycross Mayor Michelangelo James plans to hold an honorary service when her body is returned home. Sanders's father, Sean Sanders, posted on Facebook, "Our family would like to thank you for the respect given to Kennedy. Munchkin will be missed by many." Meanwhile, Sanders' mother, Oneida Oliver Sanders, posted, "I just can't believe I'll never be able to hug and kiss my baby again. Life is so unfair. I just want my baby." Moffitt's mother wrote on Facebook, "This is one of the saddest days of my life. With a heavy heart I have to say that my angel, my firstborn, has going on to be with God today. The pain will never go away and my life is forever changed. I will never get to cook your favorite food, we will never get to talk on the phone, and I will never see you walk through my front door again." Brianna Moffitt was killed this morning. "Just know that a piece of my heart and soul will always be missing. Love you, baby girl. Rest easy. Always will be my firstborn." The attack happened at a remote logistics base in northeastern Jordan on the border with Syria. A group of Iran-backed militias claimed responsibility for the attack, which was conducted by a drone. The militia groups have conducted more than 160 attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria since the Hamas terrorist attack in southern Israel on October 7, killing more than 1,200. The Biden administration has taken retaliatory strikes but have targeted mostly infrastructure used by the groups versus militants. Sunday's attack was the first time the groups have managed to kill U.S. forces. President Joe Biden said in a statement, "We will carry on their commitment to fight terrorism. And have no doubt, we will hold all those responsible to account at a time and in a manner our choosing." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.